In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was really looking forward to doing that reading in Spanish. Practice really hard to get all those names correctly. Well, we'll have to wait for next year, I guess. Maybe a deacon will be well enough to bail me out so I don't have to do it then at that time either. We can always hope for such. Today we celebrate the feast day of Our Lady's birth, the Nativity of Our Lady. And rather than giving you something different than before, let me just go ahead and give you what I was going to give in Spanish, since I write that one down pretty meticulously. The birth of our Blessed Virgin, the Mother Mary, the Mother of God, announced joy at the very approach of the salvation of a world that was lost. When she was born, Mary was brought forth into the world like no other children born of Adam, our fallen father, Eve, our fallen mother. Mary was not infected with a loathsome virus of original sin. She was pure. She was holy. She was beautiful and glorious. She was adorned with all the most precious graces, which became such a blessed lady who was chosen to be the mother of God. Holy Mary, chosen to be the mother of God, appeared in a weak state of our own human mortality. But the eyes of heaven and the eyes of our Lord and God, she was already one who has transcended the highest seraph angel in purity. She was greater than him in brightness, greater, even richer than the ornaments of grace. Yes, what we do is we celebrate the birthdays of all sorts of great men within the world. And as an aside, when you look at the Old Testament, you see two great men who loathed the day of their births. Job, remember when he was on his pyre, afflicted with great many afflictions, losing everything, he said, "I curse the very day that I was born." Jeremiah, we preached about just a few weeks ago, in the midst of his agony, he said, "Oh God, would that I should never burst forth from my mother's womb." He was speaking not in a literal way, but in the way one speaks in the midst of great grief, great hardship, thinking they have not the strength to go further. And yet her birth is a blessed thing, as the birth of every child is, because it promises something which is new and great. All the great men of time, we celebrate their births. We celebrate their lives. We celebrate everything about them. The more and more we get to know about them, the more and more we want to celebrate how great this person came from nothing to achieve greatness. How much more than Our Lady? You see, Christians never celebrated the birth of anybody. Did you know that? Birthdays, in truth, that's one thing that the Jehovah's Witnesses do get right, is that Christians never celebrated birth. The pagans did. Why? Because what is birth? Every child that departs from the womb of a mother, just like some of you are mothers, is what? Every day after the birth of that child is a day closer to the demise of that child's life. So too, giving birth to promise and all that could be in this child, yet we know that it is the end in utter destruction, a day closer to death. So Christians have never celebrated birth. But what they have celebrated is a new birth. Why? Because every child is born in original sin, an heir to that original sin which begets death. But baptism, that promises eternal life. We celebrate baptism days as a new birth. And especially, we would celebrate the death of all the saints. Why? Because we say, on this day, when this particular saint died, they were born unto eternal life. We don't celebrate that which is a perpetuation and a continuation of a death, but rather that which ends in a life which knows no end. And so, just as we celebrate all these great men and all these great things, why not the birth of Our Lady? The only birthdays in the church that we celebrate are those who were born without that original sin. St. John the Baptist, Our Lady. We celebrate our Lord's birth in this way. He who is the Immaculate is immaculately conceived and Immaculate Conception himself. But what more? How much more ought we to rejoice at the birth of the Virgin Mary? Should we not rather be presenting to God the very best homage of our praises and thanksgiving for the great honor of our race? We should be here today, gathered at Mass, begging our Lord, imploring our Lord that we might attain to her intercession with her Son, so that she may come on our behalf before he who is the one who holds all graces. In truth, dear brethren, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ will not reject the supplications of his own mother, whom at every moment in his life was pleased to obey while still on this earth in every way. Her love, her care, her tenderness for our blessed Lord, the title and the qualities which she bears, the charity and the graces with which she is adorned, and the crown of glory which is to be honored. They must give our Lord the inclination to readily receive her recommendations and all of her petitions on our behalf. That's the confidence that we can have going before so great a lady. So what does Our Lady desire for us to give her on this, her birthday? What does she want? The same thing that all mothers desire. The heart of every mother is what? Is to do good for their children. It's the only thing a mother wants, goodness for her children. So too, our Blessed Lady, for us to ask for her help in knowing her Son better. Why? So that we may have that same blessedness, attaining to that which she herself was born, free from every stain of sin, to ask her Son to know him better, so that we can sit with her at this Mass, where she can hold our hands and guide us through. so that we can truly be ready to receive him now, as though it would be the last time within our whole lives we ever have an opportunity to receive him. So let us give Our Lady the exact thing that she wants. The opportunity to show us anew, with new eyes, the face of her dear son, that gazing upon him, we may have that hatred for sin and anything that would keep us away from him even for a moment, so that we can make this truly as it is, not only in reality in an objective sense, but also in a subjective apprehension on our part, for this to truly be a holy moment now, where something of heaven touches down, while the voices of angels cry, "Holy, holy, holy, holy is the Lord." Let Our Lady show us what our Lord is doing for us, so that we can receive it with her by our side. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.